Hiya, it's AFQ Football. I'm Josh Sexton, joined today by Kev Walsh, Glenn Price and Andy Heaton. I've got a crack team looking at all your football-related questions today, and we did ask you, the Facebook subscribers group, for them, and we've got them here in front of us. Starting off, I think I'll go to you first, Glenn, because it feels like this one's tailored specifically to you, let's say. Tyler Keel, I believe that's how you pronounce it, asks, on a scale of 1 Pricey to 10, how much are you enjoying Manchester United's situation?
I reckon it's a good 8. Eight out of ten. Yeah. They can't really moan, because the Mourinho at any club always ends up unraveling at some point, and it feels like this is the moment where it is. But having, you know, watched, grown up in my youth and watched Fergie's United score late goals all the time to do your head in, I think it's quite nice that they are effectively rubbish at the moment. And they are literally rubbish, which is really... It sounds simple, but they actually are. And they're dominating the headlines every week for the wrong reasons. And it feels like they're the only big club at the moment that hasn't got their act in gear, whereas, you know, Manchester City are a well-oiled machine. Liverpool are that now. Liverpool were often, you know, mocked for the way they went about the business and you know, things weren't being kept in-house, whereas that's not the case anymore. Whereas United's just like an open book. And, you know, having just got in, you know, I'm relatively new to journalism. I wouldn't know what it would be like to cover Man United at the moment, because, you mean, everything's a negative. I'm not sure what positives you can manage to spin. And there's just like it sort of seems like there's a war breaking out between, you know, Ed Woodward and Mourinho. Plus, I'm not sure I could be bothered with covering Mourinho. Doesn't give you much, does he?
Storms.
Well, he does give you loads, but I'm just bored by the whole tirade. I think English football is bored by it all now. And he's bored himself to death now.
He doesn't look at himself.
He definitely doesn't look like he enjoys it. And there's no reason for him to be in management, like, for the time being. He should have taken a break or whatever, because he's living in a hotel and stuff and away from his family. Just like, what benefit are you getting out of this now?